Welcome to our fifth Housing and Dining Services podcast. Today's topic is about food safety. While the warmer weather may be ideal for outdoor picnics and barbecues, the summer months generally see a spike in foodborne illnesses and poisoning. In this podcast, we will share information about how to handle, cook, and keep your food safe. My name is Hossam Ahmad, your host for today, and with me is Lori Vanagunas from Dining Services.
Thanks for having me, Hossam. Did you know that according to foodsafety.gov, 1 in 6 Americans are stricken with food poisoning each year? And there are an estimated 128,000 hospitalizations each year from foodborne illnesses. So to lessen the risk for you and your loved ones, I've compiled a few tips to make sure everyone's fun in the sun doesn't get cut short by food-caused illness.
Well, I don't want anyone in my family or loved ones to be the one on those statistics. So what can we do to cook safely?
So there are 4 basic and simple tips to remember. Clean, separate, cook, and chill.
4 steps. Can you explain what each one of these steps mean?
Absolutely. The first one is clean. So you want to make sure everything is clean, your food and all the food surfaces. So make sure all the cooking surfaces and utensils are clean before using them. If you're preparing food with unclean items, pathogens are easily transferable, potentially causing illness. You also want to make sure you're following good personal hygiene, as transferring pathogens from your body to food is the number one cause of foodborne illness. Wash your hands with soap and warm water for at least 20 seconds. Do that before you start cooking, and rewash them if you touch your hair, your face, your body, your clothing, or anything else. If you handle raw meat, be sure to wash your hands before and after handling that raw meat. And of course, always wash your hands after using the restroom, taking out the garbage, petting your pets, changing diapers, sneezing, coughing, or using a tissue.
Excellent advice. Occasionally we use canned food. Should I clean the lid of canned food before opening it?
That's an excellent question, Hossam. Yes, it's best to always be safe. So rinse off the canned food before opening. You should also only use new clean towels or paper towels to dry everything. And be sure to rinse your fresh fruit and vegetables under running tap water, even if you're going to peel them.
What is the second tip?
The next tip is separate. You want to separate your raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs from other foods in the grocery cart, in your grocery bags, and especially in your refrigerator. Keep foods that might drip, like raw meat, on the bottom shelf in your refrigerator, and any food that's ready to eat, like fruits and vegetables, should be on the top shelves. Use separate cutting boards for fresh produce and a different clean one when you're cutting raw meat, poultry, or seafood. When cooking and grilling, use separate plates and utensils for the raw meat versus the cooked meat, as well as poultry and any ready-to-eat foods like raw vegetables. Keep them separate always. Never put cooked food on a plate that previously held raw meat or seafood unless it's been thoroughly cleaned. And don't reuse marinades. Don't reuse marinades on raw foods unless you bring that marinade to a boil first.
Thank you, Lori. That's what my wife says all the time. You know, we have a small cutting board for meat and another separate cutting board for the other food.
Smart lady.
You said the third tip was cook. What should we be aware of when cooking?
That's correct. The third tip is cook. Cooking to the correct temperature is imperative to ensure your food is safe. So use a food thermometer for cooking meat, poultry, seafood, and egg products. Each of those items has its own minimum internal temperature that you should be cooking to. So be sure to look up what the correct temperature is for anything that you cook. Some other quick cook Tips include, make sure to cook eggs until the yolk and white are firm, and do the same when eggs are a part of a recipe. And when cooking in a microwave, cover the food, stir, and rotate at least twice to allow for even cooking. And always check the temperature of the food after allowing standing time to ensure the cooking is complete. For sauces, soups, and gravy, be sure to bring them to a boil for at least 15 seconds when reheating.
What about the fourth tip? Chill. What does that mean? How long we can keep food unrefrigerated?
Good question. Time and temperature control is critical when storing food. So refrigerate your food promptly when you bring it home from the grocery store, and keep frozen food frozen. The danger zone, when bacteria goes quickly, is between 41 degrees and 135 degrees. And the pathogen can double in number